Family History for the Rising Generation by Carol Brennan Moss. Welcome to today's world of family history filled with technology, dramatic stories, and family photos. As young adults, you are part of the rising generation spoken of in Doctrine and Covenants, section 69, verse 8. As with every new generation, you have unique gifts and opportunities. Included in those opportunities is your chance to become involved at an early age with family history and temple work. As Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles said, "It is no coincidence that family search and other tools have come forth at a time when young people are so familiar with a wide range of information and communication technologies. Your fingers have been trained to text and tweet to accelerate and advance the work of the Lord. Start your story. Focusing on the people in your life is the easiest way to get started with family history. Ask your parents or grandparents about their family photos. Story after story will flow as they talk about their memories. For example, Travis Jordan of Utah, USA, wanted to know more about his great-grandfather, so he asked his father some questions. His father shared photos and stories with Travis and Travis's young family for a family home evening. Learning that their second great-grandfather was the first man to own a car in his town made a lasting impression on Travis's children. What stories or photos will you discover that will leave a lasting impression on you and future generations? Today is the day to write down the memories of your parents and grandparents. Writing a few sentences can capture a story that would otherwise be lost. And with mobile devices, it is easier than ever to capture stories and family photos. Doing this has the power to turn your heart and the hearts of your posterity to your fathers. See Malachi chapter 4, verse 6. Finding lost family. While growing up, Brian Boyce of Illinois, USA, never knew he had a half-brother. Although as a teenager he learned of his older brother, he didn't develop a real desire to learn more about him until he attended a family history class in his ward. By searching through records on Family Search, I was able to get in touch with my half-brother, says Brian. I believe the spirit that accompanies this work can mend hearts and heal old wounds. Look for your long-lost ancestors by going to FamilySearch.org and clicking the Get Help feature at the top of the page. Many types of assistance are available, from live phone calls to how-to videos in the Learning Center. Climbing Your Family Tree. Rosanna Cataneo of Utah felt prompted to ask for help finding the name of her second great-grandmother, who had immigrated from Spain to Argentina in the 1800s. With the assistance of a consultant at the Family History Library in Salt Lake City, Rosanna was able to use the names of her second great-grandfather and his children to find her second great-grandmother's name within 15 minutes. "Then I went to Family Tree and entered in the newly found name," says Rosanna. "I found a connection to 23 complete pairs of grandparents and many of their children. This witnessed to me the fulfillment of the promise of hastening the work in the last days." You can start climbing your family tree by going to FamilySearch.org and clicking Family Tree. Exploring your tree and adding stories and photos are easy, and you can add more information anytime. Preparing names for the temple. Technology has made a dramatic difference in the process of preparing names for temple ordinances. Now you can prepare names from home using Family Tree Online. That's right. You can identify ancestors who need temple ordinances, compare them against duplicate entries, and then print out a paper with a barcode that can be scanned at the temple. Family name cards are then printed at the temple for use in ordinance work. You will need your LDS account, username, and password to look through the temple ordinance data for your ancestors on FamilySearch.org. If you don't already have an account, you can create one at FamilySearch.org by clicking Sign In and then Create an Account. Once you've signed in with an LDS account, click Temple to find out if any ordinance opportunities are currently available for your ancestors. Building a fan chart. With several design options available, sharing your family pedigree with others is more visually exciting than ever before. The popular fan chart at FamilySearch.org is interactive, so you can focus on different ancestors and expand their personal charts. This tool helps you see what information is known and what still needs to be discovered. You can print a small copy of your fan chart for personal use or a large copy to display in your home. One family even printed and laminated copies of their fan chart to use as placemats on the dinner table. It certainly prompted great mealtime discussions. You can discover more about building a fan chart by going to FamilySearch.org. Make sure you're signed in, then click Fan Chart. The divine nature of the family. As we discover our roots, the spirit of Elijah testifies of the divine nature of the family. By using the tools developed for this time, we can accomplish the divinely appointed responsibility we have of discovering family members and preparing their names for proxy ordinances. For behold, the field is white, all ready to harvest. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 4, Verse 4, and the way has been made possible. Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles said that the spirit of Elijah is a manifestation of the Holy Ghost bearing witness of the divine nature of the family, reminding us that doing family history and temple work has eternal significance. As you, of the rising generation, try your hands at this great endeavor, hands with fingers that have been trained to text and tweet, you will help hasten the work of salvation in family history and temple work, just as our prophets have asked.
Sidebar: if you don't use the Internet, there is no need to use the Internet to start capturing your memories. You can use the newly released booklet, My Family Stories That Bring Us Together, item number 10974. Ask your ward or branch clerk to order you a copy from store.lds.org. This booklet will help you capture the information you need to get your tree started. You will be guided step by step to add what you know about your parents, your grandparents, and your great-grandparents, and you'll be able to add your stories and pictures. Once you've added what you can, someone with access to FamilySearch.org can help you transfer your information and photos from the booklet to Family Tree using the Help Others feature. If you have names ready to submit for temple work, a ward or branch family history consultant will help you do so.
End of the article, Family History for the Rising Generation, by Carol Brennan Moss, read by Susie Venable.